This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's the news that Walmart has pledged to raise the pay of about 40% or half a million of its rank-and-file employees. But the largest private retailer in America is also talking about offering more consistent scheduling to curb some of the unpredictability of shift work that can be debilitating for workers and their families. Gigi Duban reports.
Imagine day-to-day you have a job, but you don't know how much you're working, when you're working, or even whether you're working. You're just pretty much on call. This is just-in-time scheduling.
Which might mean that one worker gets 4 hours here or 3 hours there.
Elise Gould is senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute. She says scheduling this way saves employers money. But for workers, it's a huge problem.
Having their hours be different from 1 week to the next, from one day to the next, can be very difficult, particularly for working parents who need childcare for their kids at different hours of the day every week.
Barry Eidlin is a sociologist at the Rutgers School of Management. He says Walmart's not the only company that's been criticized for scheduling employees this way. Now, Eidlin says, others might follow suit.
You know, if people follow them in one direction, they might follow them back in the other direction.
After all, he says, they are all competing for the same group of employees. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.